sir.
All right, Ron, anything further tonight?
No, I think we're in about the same position we were earlier when I talked. I've got a feeling that this thing's starting to sort itself out pretty well. I think the sentiment is starting to build that this thing's getting out of hand and running pretty much in the direction of almost the time, and we've got to pick the time right where we really go on the attack on this thing. That's my feeling tonight. I talked to Al after after the thing tonight. He agrees we've got to pick our time right, I think, but
go on the attack in what way?
Well, on the attack and just, you know, stop, you know, walking around like I'm not referring to you.
I mean, it's like as if we were...
Like we're guilty.
Yeah.
And we're not guilty. And it's time that we stop approaching this thing like we are. I'm not referring to you. I'm referring to people in the administration and
well, I was
in the White House.
I mentioned, too, that fellows like Agnew got to start stepping up now.
That's exactly right. If Proxmire can walk on the television set and tell what he said tonight, other people can. But it's choosing the time.
That's right.
And I'm getting more and more ready for it. I've been thinking about this more tonight, and we'll pick our time, and I think very, very organized way. But I have a feeling that the American people are starting almost on the verge of getting tired of all of this attack on the White House and on the presidency. And,
well, you know, we have to realize that Ron, that some of it's justified. God damn it! You know, we should have moved sooner. You know, after the 21st, I should have probably kicked a few asses around and got in Peterson even then, and you know, and found out what the hell is going on. But you know, we didn't.
You know, I don't. I'm not sure of that. After 10 months of, or 9 months of being misled, which you were, you had to assess it and determine where things were going, and that's what you did.
Yeah, I know.
I'll tell you, after tonight, I'm not the least bit concerned about Dean. Not the least bit concerned about him.
Well, except for his papers and things.
Oh, well, I'm not worried about his papers at all. A number of people have mentioned to me tonight that comment that I suppose his lawyer made where he was worried about going to prison because he looked so young. That's going to be very harmful to him. That's
a secret
comment. Oh, yeah. Means he would say and do anything because of fear of being molested if he goes to prison.
Yeah.
But these things are beginning to build, I think. I think pretty well.
Yep. Well,
Al told me that he has a pretty good guy, Buzzhart, or
from the defense. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I think he's
the guy we need.
Yeah. We'll get him over
We're
here.
Getting to the point now where that's the type of mind we need.
Yeah.
Also, Chappie Rose is very strong.
Yeah.
Strong tonight in his view.
What's he feel? Just get, you know, start fighting him.
Well, his feel is you know, let's hold him in place, look for the right moment, and then move in a very, very effective and very balanced but yet aggressive way.
Mm-hmm. Recognizing that you've got to move on the, you see, on the Dean thing, which is basically his main thing, is the cover-up, you know, not the other, you know. You know, the whole bit and goddamn business of Hunt's business, you know. which you've got to give him credit, he told me about. You know, after he heard it from O'Brien.
But you can't be in a position where you're little guys like O'Brien and Pittman and those people were running around in fear of themselves and being told things that were presented to them by people who were using presidential authority when they didn't have it.
That's true. Oh, like on clemency, Jesus
Christ. That's exactly right.
But also on the payment, though, whether or not we should have said right there, well, no, there mustn't be any further discussion of this and so forth. We didn't say that.
Why should you at that point when you were not told about it before then?
Well, even then, no, you could say, now, look, this crap has got to stop.
No, I don't believe so. That's not the way I would react or any, I think you would react because you didn't, and that's not the way most people would react. After 10 months of a guy...
Well, it's true. I wanted to find out what in the hell, where it led.
That's exactly right. have never felt during this whole period more confident in what is right and what has to be done here. And it's not a challenge anymore as to, you know, whether or not we, how we proceed. It's just the right timing and the right approach to it. And not only the operational side, which we've discussed at length, but not letting these people move too close in and move out of bounds in how they deal with the presidency and
these people, meaning like
these people referring to the media.
Media and Dean.
Referring to Dean. Referring to members of the Congress.
Yeah.
Referring to both sides of the aisle in the Congress.
Yeah.
And
who are the worst ones in the Congress?
Well, I don't know. That's hard to assess at this point because none of them have really stood up except Proxmire at this point. But we'll let them sort themselves out.
I really feel getting Richardson confirmed is very important. And then, by God, he can. Then we kind of refer some of these things.
That's right. That's right.
And his special prosecutor.
Then move in a measured way. And also, it's about time, maybe in 4 or 5 days, that we begin to start leaking some things, like you mentioned on the phone earlier.
Well, yes. I'm just thinking on the.
Maybe we leak the entire. Excuse me.
Leak the entire. The
investigating process that you went through.
That's right. In other words, sort of a white paper on it, so to speak.
That's right, but do it in a way that we spell out from our side what process you went through and get that side moving.
That's right.
But we have to choose our time. And I feel that we should let them play their cards a little more. Play their cards. And then pick them up.
Right.
And I think they're beginning to overplay them. That's my.
You don't think that's wishful thinking?
No, I don't think it's